So welcome to the call. Welcome, Facebook Live. Super excited to just connect. Like I was saying earlier, as the world continues to shut down, you know, first doTERRA leadership and then schools and churches and everything just comes to stillness. I'm just turned to gratitude for this community and for the connection that we share, for the common cause and the gifts of the earth that we are especially grateful for right now. And just family, right? Like, I can't remember the last time we had a forced 3-week break where there was no doTERRA trip, there was no spring tour, nothing to distract, just a time to be totally present. So I'd love to hear you post in the comments, what are you especially grateful for in this setting that we find ourselves in? What are you feeling deep and immense gratitude for on this beautiful day? Go ahead and post your thoughts in the Lori says, grateful for a moment to pause and reflect. Cardi on Facebook Live says, time with our family. I love it. Anybody else reaching for the oil of peace? Right? Like, peace, be still. That's the message that I keep feeling. Marcia says, time with my senior daughter. She's struggling, realizing there'll be no prom, but the time we're spending is priceless. Tish, grateful for my good health, my family. Cindy, time to spend chatting with my kids. We're all off work, doing it all online. Health and health solutions. Tish is adaptive all day, every day. Amen, sister. I am feeling that balance, says Cindy. Reach out to neighbors, says Cindy. Diffused peace yesterday, says Lori. And on Facebook Live, Keith is grateful for the doTERRA community. Amen, brother. Lisa, more time with family. Catch up on reading, getting things done I don't normally get to do. Chantel, opportunity to slow down. Sonia, grateful for time to be still, be present with family, catch up on reading, journal writing. And Keith is loving up some forgive. Amen. Amen. And Lee says she's grateful that she doesn't live in a big city. Amen. Grateful. Terry says, grateful for my health. Beautiful day full of sunshine here in Maine. It's a good time to live in a rural location. Jay says, grateful for the freedom we have. And yes, we do take it for granted, don't we? Think of all the millions of moving parts and pieces that it takes just for, you know, a simple gallon of milk to show up in your refrigerator, right? Like, how many things have to go just right in order for that to happen? How many things have to go right for us to be here on this call, right? Like, just the fact that the internet is still working, the fact that our computers, there's still electricity. Somebody, Janice says, I heard you had a 5.7 earthquake in Utah. We did. And here we are. Like, this is a time of miracles. And I know that not everyone is as fortunate. And so we're sending so much love to those who are impacted at these times. It's been such a good time to just be present to the global community, right? Like, we have huge teams in China. And we've been spending lots of time on Zoom calls with them. We have a huge team in Italy. And we just did a call with her and her team. We're doing another one tomorrow. And wow, Italy has been rocked to the core. So just this chance to really go deep with our community and to be in this space of love and just, yeah, realize that every day, every life is precious beyond words, and to express that gratitude, right? So I want to invite each of you. Hey, Tiff.
Hey, good morning.
We can see you.
Yeah, I had to just restart my computer.
So. Well, welcome, welcome. Did you feel the earthquake this morning?
Yeah.
Hard to miss, right?
That's like being on a roller coaster.
Yeah. Shook us out of bed. Pictures falling off the walls.
Yep.
And that's a fun way to start the day.
Well, some might call it that. That's not what I call it, but good morning. You're all getting, this is earthquake hair. We've had an earthquake this morning. This is as good as it's going to get today. So been on the phone all morning with family and just everyone checking in with each other and having plans and all that stuff. So yeah.
It's good to be alive, isn't it?
It has been one intense week, hasn't it?
I know, right? Right when you think what else could go wrong, you're like, oh, that.
But don't think that thought. It's just, everyone's safe. Everyone's okay. It's just definitely a little shaken up. Like that was my home. I was up in my bedroom's up in my second floor of my home. And I live in a pretty old house anyway. And just literally it was like watching the house move. And I just heard and got my doorway, you know, and it was just like, is this for real happening? Because in the midst of everything else that's going on, it's like, wow, okay.
So surreal.
Yeah. How you doing over there, Brother Goddard?
We are alive and we are grateful for family and just health. And yeah. So I invite everybody to post what they're grateful for. And it's been fun to see.
Yeah.
Just how much grateful. Over on Facebook Live, Renee decided to organize her garage and found a package of toilet paper. She said it felt like Christmas.
Yeah, she's rich.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
And and we've got some funny posts on Facebook Live. We're all here for each other and just spreading the love and feeling it.
Yeah. Maybe this is for me, but grounding wise, but could we maybe just all take a moment and like pray together? I know that's outside the norm, but maybe we just take a moment in our own, whether we want to say a prayer together or if we want to just kind of in our own way, like just pray for the earth and pray for humanity and just pray for peace and healing, I guess. So what do you think about that? Would that be okay?
Totally.
If we do like a community prayer for a moment and just get centered and connected together.
Would you be willing to be voice?
Yes, I am. Yeah, I am willing to do that for sure. Okay, we're going to pray. If everyone wants to join us, or again, if you just want to think positive thoughts, that would be great too. So here we go. Our dear Father in heaven, we call upon thee at this time in the name and power of Jesus Christ. And we ask, Father, for an increased measure of peace to be upon each of us and upon our world right now. We ask for the lightening of hearts and the comforting of minds. We pray for a peace and a settling of our earth and pray that you will bless an added measure of light and healing to be upon us and upon all those who are currently sick or afflicted. We pray that you will bless each of us though in this time and strengthen us and bless us to be healthy and happy and bless us to be in a space where we can trust and share light and love and goodness. But we ask for your favor and your grace and your mercy. Bless our hearts to come together. Bless this meeting today that good things and insights and the things we need to know will take place today. We're grateful for thee and thank thee and pray that all that of our entire human family will be blessed with an added measure of strength and comfort this day and in this season that we're in. And we pray for these things and to be in tune with the individual promptings or impressions we need in governing our lives, we pray in the name and power of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
What a perfect way to start the day and this call. What oil you got over there?
I have Forgive right now.
I love it.
Just because it's so grounding. And then I have Stronger.
So good.
Grounded and strengthened.
I love it. I've been hitting the balance.
Yes. So a lot of balance right now.
When the world moves under your feet, reach for balance.
Okay, well, everyone, here we are. And we are, I'm glad we are still gathering and creating some community and some connection. And yes, how can we serve? I think that's a good way to look at this. Andy, any thoughts or things you want to lead us out with, or maybe you already shared before I jumped on?
Yeah, I don't know how many of you have heard of the cold plunge.
Like the Wim Hof?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a guy they call the Iceman who like has the world record for being submerged in ice the longest. Like they fill a bucket with a tub with ice and he can stay in it like for hours. And so he's created this whole movement of the cold plunge where people, you know, even Tony Robbins, he starts his day by jumping into a like 50 degree pool of water for a few minutes. I've talked to people who that's their, you know, one of their favorite therapy treatments, even dealing with really big issues. And so I decided to jump in and give it a try. So I've been doing cold showers. I've been doing, you know, jumping in the hot tub that's not heated all winter. So it's about 45, 50 degrees. And it's blown my mind, just the mental exercise of choosing my thoughts. So the initial reaction is, oh my gosh, I'm going to freeze to death. Like I got to get out of here. But if you still the mind, you realize that that's just a judgment. Like you're choosing to judge what is. And what I found is so powerful is when you choose to release that judgment, what's on the other side? So, you know, I'm in a shower. It's freezing cold because we're in the middle of winter here. And I can choose to go into judgment and try to jump out of the cold water, or I can just choose to say, I have no judgment, right? I love everything. I love what is. And so the reason I bring that up is because of where we are in the world right now, right? There's a lot of crazy going on right now. And we can choose to meet that with judgment and call it all kinds of names, call it, you know, the sky is falling, call it the economy is crashing, call it the, it's the end of the world, it's judgment day, right? Like we could call it a lot of things, but all that would just be judgment. And so my invitation to you is to ask yourself, what would it look like to meet the world with no judgment, right? I love what Joanna just said. It's exhilarating. Yeah. If I just did a hard workout and I'm sweating my brains out and I jump into my ice cold hot tub, it is exhilarating and it's really refreshing. And it's this amazing sensation. And what it does is it wakes up every cell of your body. And so I guess my invitation to you is to ask yourself, what would my day look like today if I met it with love, if I met it with just nothing but pure acceptance, and I love it for what it is, and I don't need to judge it. So cold plunge. Who's with me? Me and Tony.
Plunging in your hot tub in the backyard?
Yep.
I love that.
And I guess my kids heard about it too, because they're all doing cold showers. They've been doing it for like months. So apparently I'm late to the game. As per usual, they would say.
Yeah. Well, a little chilly, but I've heard of Wim Hof for a while. And I have some friends who've done what they call the polar plunge, where in the winter we go to like a lake and they plunge in the lake for a minute. I've not joined in on those activities, but I have seen a lot of that, and I'm definitely game for trying it.
There's a really great commercial that was done about 20 years ago about, it was a tech company, and they were building airplanes in the sky. And so it showed, it was like a kind of a mockumentary style where they're interviewing employees, you know, and they're literally, they're building an airplane as they're in flight. And so it's a commercial flight. So there's people in the airplane and they're trying to like drink their orange juice, and they're pouring the orange juice and it's just flying in their face, and the newspaper is just stuck to their face. And as they're interviewing this guy, he's like, you know, up here in the sky, we reach, you know, degrees of, you know, negative 50, negative 60 degrees. It's brisk. It's refreshing. And Natalie and I use that line all the time.
Yeah, that's a little.
It's brisk, you know, it's refreshing. that's our way of saying like, huh, well, this isn't quite what I expected, but, you know, it's refreshing.
It's like we're freezing up just a little bit. Can you hear me? There we go. For a minute.
Yeah, I can hear you. Okay. I've had some people online saying that we're coming and going. I'm on my Ethernet, so I guess if you lose me, you lose me.
Yeah, let's not have that happen today. We need a little stability. A little bit of support.
Okay. So we do have a question on the chat. Daniela is saying, I'd love to hear your approach on what to say to people. Do you want to say anything on any thoughts before we jump into coaching, Tiff, or are we ready to dive?
You know, I think we're pretty good to go. A similar things you've just said is just one thing that's really been up for me that I've been looking out for myself and sharing with others in different coaching spaces is asking, you know, what helps you cultivate your own calm, right? Like, what are your grounding practices? What are the things that help center you? And to be intentional about that, right? One thing I've asked my coaching clients to do, and I'm asking all of you to do, is to not begin or end your day with your phone, your news, or social media right now, is to just have intentional bookends to your day, right? Like beginning the day with your morning ritual, prayer, meditation, or, you know, reading, listening, different things that help nourish you. And then in the same breath, going to bed at night, the things that nourish you as well, that create that sense of, you know, more of an intentional bedtime routine. Also seeing yourself like an 8-year-old that you need to be put to bed intentionally with maybe a good story and maybe a hot tea or something like that, or your serenity and things that just help nourish you before, you know, because we are consuming a lot right now, and to be intentional about that, you know, what we're consuming is to be informed, yes, but also to be in a space where you are, you know, protecting your peace, as my friend Trent Shelton calls that. And so I think for me, that has such a important message right now is that, yeah, and then doing the things that nourish you and nourish your brain, body, heart, spirit, just really that dialed up self-care and being intentional about it is, like for me, I'm glad we're so connected on social media, but I also, it's like having some boundaries around that right now is so, so important. So it's just asking yourself again, what grounds you, and take that on as a literal exercise. What's grounding to me? What brings peace to me? Maybe it's doing your yoga or your meditation practice or scripture study and prayer or going for a walk or, you know, doing the things that can help nurture you more so right now. I'm just really aware of that, as I think all of us, regardless of our mindset about it, like for some people, they're thinking, oh, this is, you know, there's everything from all the conspiracy theories to the world might be ending to, you know, somewhere in between of like, well, we're just being educated and being prepared and, you know, all the different thoughts that are out there right now. I think it just matters that for all of us, our nervous systems are amped. We're a little bit heightened and we're consuming a lot and there's just a lot of energy. And so it's looking at and being conscious to think about, you know, what grounds me, what centers me, and what brings me back to a place of peace. I know for me, I have needed it. I've called on and worked with my own tools a lot. I'll be working with them more today because that this morning was like the scariest thing. I mean, I joke about it now, but in the moment I was just like, oh my gosh, this is so scary. You know, just because
it's adrenaline.
Well, especially
yeah. Especially when it's the thing that pulls you out of bed. Yeah. Like my house is shaking. This is not healthy.
Well, and just because right now, you know, we're more in this like quarantine-ish type stay home situation,
yeah.
And, but we've all still had internet and power, but when, you know, a lot of times earthquakes remove those things. And so it's just this, like, there's just this added sense of vulnerability, I think, right now. I think all of us are dealing with, you know, humans, we're interesting creatures and we love control and it's an illusion. And it's always an illusion. It's just our sense of control has been really messed with right now of like, oh, and what's happening and where what's going to be and so forth. I, you know, so there's all the energy and the thoughts. So it's just calling back to your tools, using your oils, but also being intentional about how much time you're on technology. And are you reading? Are you praying? Are you moving your body, right? I've done really well when I continue to get out and go for a good long walk. And, you know, read and connect and do a project or two. But I also, I think it's important that we just honor all the feelings. I wrote about this on Instagram two nights ago. It's just however you're coping right now. And if that's like, hey, I'm organizing my whole house and I'm on a great schedule with my kids. Or if you're like, hey, should we maybe put on pants today? I mean, and do we just eat all the snacks right now? Is that what we're doing? Like, that's also okay too. It's like just being gentle with yourselves and with each other. It's like, let's raise the gentleness and doing that. But coming back to intentional is we do have a lot of good tools, right? And it's drawing on your tools right now a lot to say, okay, yeah, I really need to create some awareness around that.
Amen.
Yeah.
Such a good share. Thank you. So this is on topic. Danielle is asking, I'd love to hear your approach on what to say to people who are deciding to not choose this business from fear of what's happening. To me, it's the dumbest choice, but I'm not very emotionally intelligent and just feel like telling them, really? We are the most blessed people right now. We got oils and a rocking biz. Oh yeah.
Uh-oh. Sounds like you're a little frozen.
Oh shoot. Do you want to read her question there, Tiff? Well, I don't know if you want to read it or if you want me to just go. I think it might be your internet, Tiff, because I'm getting feedback that it's working on Facebook. And so, okay.
Can you hear me okay right now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I'm just going to move ahead. If one of us freezes, let's just move ahead. Just keep going. So I love your question, Daniela. And I love your certainty, right? Like that's what actually moves people is when we bring certainty to any conversation. So, you know, how much would you love for them to catch that vision, to see what you see, to know what you know? Obviously, that's the business that we're in, right? Is transferring that vision, that passion, that knowledge to the world. Is everybody going to pick it up? No. Is everybody going to get as excited as we are. I mean, the fact that we're on this call still means that we're all pretty in it, right? Like we're in this game together. So, and I think that's part of why we come together, because we all have so much passion, and we can't expect everybody to just get it. So I guess my invitation to you, Daniela, today is how can I better tell my story? How can I better share my passion? How can I position this in a way that matches my message? Because you're exactly right. I don't know any group of people on the planet that have better tools than we do. And both the product and the business. So how well does your story, if you will, right, the marketing story, match that message? We just did a training with Chris Smith, the week of leadership, whatever week that was. You can still purchase it. It's $20, courageousleadership.co. And he basically speaks to this exact topic. The whole thing is we all get so excited, and we go out there and we think, you know, why does nobody get this? Well, it actually takes a fair amount of intention to make our message match our movement, to make our passion and our story really measure up to everything that we're feeling in here. So first of all, give yourself grace. Like, it's okay that everyone doesn't get it. And even when you master your message, guess what's going to happen? Everyone's still not going to get it. Like, you hone your message so that you find your tribe. And one of the most important parts of finding your tribe is turning off the herd. So the herd is the people who are not your tribe. So let them go their way, and let them not pick up the message and love them anyways. And just keep honing your message. I mean, it's a lifetime process. And it's one that Natalie and I first met with Chris a year ago, and we worked a full, I don't know, month on our message. We just had breakthroughs in the last week that are blowing our own minds, right? So you're never done, but it's okay to be exactly where you are. And the best way to test your message is to share it. Like, don't just sit in your dark cave with a journal and your meditation waiting for the message to come. The best way to see if you're on point and on message is to get out there and actually share it. Tiff, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I love this question. And I think a lot of it isn't about, you know, what do we say and the right perfect thing and so forth. Because I think more than anything is where your energy is at, who you be, right? Versus what do I need to do? And yes, 100% what Andy's saying is aligning our message and the message of possibility, the message of change and hope and creation and health and wealth and happiness. You know, it's just like that you start getting really in tune to that. But the reality is, more importantly, is our energy, right? And just being anchored in, and like you just holding up the light, like this is what I'm about. This is what I'm creating. This is what I'm doing in my own life. And this is where I'm leading others. And this is I always think it's so wise to be clear about what movement are you leading. Is another way to talk about like your story, and you're clear about your tribe. Like, what movement am I leading, and what's the vibe? What's the experience? And that you're talking regularly about the vision and where you're going and what it's about. And that we just reshare that story over and over again. But I just think energetically, as you just keep working on and being the energy and being the light, and then just allowing them truly, I think one of the ways, you know, is kind of cleaning up where I get you is like, sometimes we can get into the judgment and like, well, what? And what do you mean? And it's like just cleaning that up to be like, there's only love. And if and when in the future I can help you create something similar, happy to help do it, you know? And just holding that energetic vibration where it's like, hey, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling comfortable. And and our family, and here's the tools we're using. And you just keep sharing and sharing. And from a place, though, again, I think that the energy is such an influence, right? And trust me, right now, for those of you that are holding up the flag of like, hey, peace, and we have confidence in our tools, and if I can help you with the same, happy to do it, right? And just being like, okay, this is all right. This is what we're about. This is what we've created or creating, I think makes such a difference, you know? Is so much. Yesterday, I recorded a podcast with a dear friend of mine. She's from Australia. Love her accent, so you'll love hearing that on the podcast. But she's the co-creator of a powerful company called Mind Movies, where you create kind of like your own visual vision board, and you put this whole process to it. And anyway, she and I were talking about this yesterday around the conversation of manifesting. And so much about it is we can all be doers, right? And she and I know how to do, but more and more you learn about who are you being right now and your energy about it. And the being side is like who you be. Who are you being right now? And just that experience is like, and that reminder is so powerful, is that has such a significant impact too. So those are some of my thoughts to that. I do love that question. And so, I just keep loving on them and sharing, but we leave very much an open door and like, cool. If and when, you know, that's something that I can support you with, I'm here. I'm your ally. I'm your resource.
So good. And we covered that in the call with Chris. Like, it's not just what's your message, but who are you being in that message? Like, people, energy doesn't lie. And so, like, getting clear on our message is really important work. And people can tell if you're not vibrating at the energy of your message. So, yeah, are you being peaceful? Are you being just positive, light-filled energy around your message? Such a good share. Thank you, Tiff.
Yeah. Can I just say one last little thought on that?
Please.
I think that, you know, again, it just matters so much is the vibration. There's a woman, I podcast with her in April, but she's amazing. She's got a book called Vibrate Higher Daily. Her name's Lalia Dahlia on Instagram. She's all about vibration and just an incredible woman, author, influence of goodness. But, you know, when you talk about this vibe, everything does have a vibration to it. And I think, and people always know, like energy is the truth serum, right? Or we might say energy never lies. So again, when I say more important than the words is the energy, right? And so if we keep an open door versus the energy of judgment, I think is really important to clean up, you know, or to just be conscious of. And it's okay. We all can get triggered. I do. We all get to practice this every week. But when we feel that, it's just more, if people feel loved and safe with us, and then it's like, hey, no judgment, that they're not there yet, that they don't feel this way, they don't see it. But we just say, hey, I'm here for you if and when you're ready. And there's just this love behind it. Then I think that goes a long way. It goes a really long way. And I think it builds trust that they know if in the future, when they're ready or want more or want to refer people to you, they'll feel comfortable doing that. Versus sometimes people can definitely, we can all feel the energy of someone, we feel judged or someone's disappointed in us, you know, it's just keeping that open door, the open energy door, right?
Love that. Open energy door.
Yeah.
Kristen on Facebook Live's giving us a huge amen. Never been a more important time to have courage and be strong. We are the lights that are empowering and bring confidence and hope.
Yes.
So true.
Yes. Keep sharing the light and the gifts. And even if it feels like you're sharing sometimes, you know, basic things, what might feel basic to you, my friends, like even if you were to say, hey, everyone, feel like here's something that helps me calm myself, lavender oil. but a few drops, you know, da, da, da. And you're like, everyone knows that. It's so basic. But even the people that have the oils, they're like, oh yeah, that's right. Use my tools. Secondly, though, it's like, there's a lot of people out there that might be watching what you're doing, you know, social media and otherwise. And it's like, you're just continuing to share from the most simple things to more extensive things, but just the education of tools for support. You know, I think that right now, you guys, is really beyond just like, yes, it's about, of course, it will help grow your business. And you're seeing likely in a lot of cases, volume and sales up because, you know, the absolute awareness of, oh, I need more health products in my life. But it's to be this light. We're on team light. I'm on team light. Anyone else? You can join. Are we all on team light?
Right,
team light. Raise those hands loud and proud, you know, like for reals, that we have a mission. We need this mission right now, like so much, where we get to be a light to others. While at the same time, you know, you're nourishing and caring for yourself. But for me, part of what nourishes me is being a light for other people. That's partly why I'm here today, even though you're never going to probably see this again. So if you want to take a picture of it, I mean, look at this. This is a stack, y'all. This is a stack. But based on the situation, it was like, I can either do my hair or I can get on Share Success Call due to the circumstances. So guess what? I'm like, no, I'm showing up for my people because we need each other and we need more light. And so anyway, I can feel the preach. So we'll just put that, but
I know, said preach it.
You say in Texas, you know, I've been in Texas a few times, great state of Texas. They say that they call this get it to God hair. The bigger the hair, the closer you are. So it's like, we're putting up an antenna today. We need the spirit. And he's like, I don't know what to do with you right
now. I
said,
preach it.
Yes. Okay. So please, will you share your gifts, people? Like more, will you be willing to the point? We need to be more courageous, more bold right now. Would you be willing to, you know, social and calls and reaching out, just caring for each other? And as needed or as part of that is sharing, hey, can I, you know, give you a lavender sample? Can I give you a balance sample or On Guard or whatever? It's like, are we willing to do that? Because people need you. Like, this isn't just about, this isn't have nothing to do with making sales. This is about, there are needs. There's an amplified need for you with your light, your education, and your tools. You are needed.
Yep.
All right. I feel the preach is out of my system, I think.
This is not a test. This is not a test of the emergency broadcast. This is go time.
Yes.
I love that. There's an amplified need for you.
Yes.
The world has never been hungrier for what we have. Mm-hmm. I love it. All right. We've got a question on Facebook Live from Jay. How well are we protected with the products that we have? I've said it before, I'll say it again. Like, I don't know a group of people that's in a better place. Like, we have solutions and we have, we've got the tools. So, you know, be really, really wise what you post on social media. This is a really, really critical time for us to be so, so compliant. And I'm going to get the word out there, just like everyone should, that I love my On Guard. I love how safe I feel when I'm using my On Guard hand sanitizer and my On Guard hand wash. And I just, you know, again, just vibrate at the energy of, I am at peace. I have solutions. I'm empowered, right? There's no need to make claims or to talk about specific global health concerns. Just talk about how healthy you feel and how well protected you feel. And it's not just On Guard too, folks. Like, I know February we had an amazing offer, but On Guard is just one of dozens that are incredible immunity blends, right? Like oregano. I mean, that sucker will keep you safe. It is incredible. Thyme, even lemongrass. Like there's just a whole host of, I've heard people, Slim and Sassy is one that people are loving for immunity. So don't feel limited just because On Guard might be in high demand and low supply right now. So we are in good hands. Samantha's adding DDR Prime, GX Assist. Oh my goodness. You guys, in the early days, GX Assist, we used to make those ourselves. And I'm not going to tell you all the names that we used for that blend, but I'm telling you, GX Assist is the bomb. Like, it is the bomb diggity. So we got a question on Facebook Live. Patty says, how to approach people without seeming like I'm trying to take advantage of people's fears in these uncertain times. I just love people and I want to help them. Tiff, what are your thoughts on how to not be a sales guy in a pandemic?
Well, yeah, and I think the bigger thing is that I think people are experiencing is, again, the typically is like they don't share as bold as they could. Is we just don't make it about the sale, we make it about education and support. And then you just, I would add the question regularly in conversations or your posts, if I can support you, let me know, right? And that it's just this open invitation, and we're using the language of, if I can support you, let me know. You know, or how can I best support you, that type of thing. But just talking and sharing about it, I don't think this community truly struggles with being salesy. I just don't.
Yeah.
So I'm not trying to avoid the question. It just doesn't feel like I know this community. And sure, can there be a few one-off cases, but for the most part, this community is so good about sharing and education. To the point, we still need to be in compliance, though. You know, I mean, we need to be so aware of that and not making promises of cures or things like that. But I do know that, like, choosing to say, hey, you know, here are some tools that are helping me right now, helping my family boost immunity or boost calming or, you know, lightening the energy or whatever, you can share from just a place, just be willing to share, right? But we share it from a place of, here's what's helping me, here's what's helping my family, here's what we're working through. And I think that's a great way to share, is you're just modeling at that point. So it's not a, hey, if you're ready to buy, I mean, kind of thing. But again, I don't really ever get that vibe much. I mean, I rarely see something like that in this community.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think this group of people, if anything, we do err on the side of like boldness, like not being bold enough. Like we could be a lot more bold.
Yeah. That's where more of you are. The bigger thing is you're like, oh, I don't want to annoy people. I don't want to overwhelm them. I don't want to. And it's like, yep, actually, please keep sharing and share more. But from a place, again, of here's what's working for me. Here's what's helping. Here's this. Here's that. I think that makes a difference.
One of the questions that we've got coming is there a replay of the online event that we did with Laura Jacobs and Robin Jones and Kelly Anderson? And that is at sharesuccess.com/ready. So I'll post that to everyone. So that's just a 3-hour webinar that we did. And we talked about global health concerns. We talked about immunity and a lot of other cool topics. Yeah, really, really fun panel and good discussion about really specific solutions that we have and that we should be sharing right now. Facebook Live, Haley is saying, my shelves are stocked with lots of oils and Terra greens. And Robin's adding Melissa and citrus oils.
Mm-hmm. Did you see Sam's comment too, though? I think is really smart. Maybe, I don't know if that already got highlighted, but is Sam saying, if you don't want to focus on supporting the immune system, or in addition, I'd say in addition to talking about supporting the immune system, look for ways to support through stress and through sleep. And hey, or some of you struggling to sleep right now, I mean, these are some things that help me sleep better, right? Again, we're not saying this cures your sleep, but we're saying these are things that help me feel sleep better. Here's some tools and things like that. But there's so many ways right now that you can, yes, we talk about immunity, that's a biggie, but also talking exactly about stress is so, I'd say, right next to that, and that helps the immune system, but sleep and, you know, so forth. It's those things that you've got so much opportunity to share education right now.
Amen. All right. Any other questions? How else can we support you today? Somebody asked on the courageous leadership, when is the one of the recordings going to be taken offline? We did extend that to the end of the month. So it was supposed to end last night, but we've extended it just with all the craziness going on right now through the end of the month. So you can still go to courageousleadership.co and get access to that. Okay. Well, I don't see any other questions. Marcia asked, I'd love to know where the incentive trip in 2021 is. That is a huge motivator for me. I've been on the last two. Well, I wish I knew. I'm guessing it's not going to be in snowy Utah. I don't know if you can see in the background. We've got snow coming down now. But it's probably not going to be here. That's all I know for sure. So...
Yeah. Robin's daughter's house.
Yeah, that's right.
Incentive trip is to Natalie and Andy's house.
Huge old sleepover.
Yeah.
Robin's asking, is Ready still available? Yes, it is. ShareSuccess.com/ready. Haley has a comment, we're taking our classes to Zoom so we can continue to meet and learn as a community. We have so many solutions.
Yep.
Amen, sister.
So wise. Keep meeting. I've been on different Zooms, and I think it's so wise. And keep connecting and so forth. It's like, oh, yeah, good to do.
What do you want to take us home, Tiff?
How about you take us home? I prayed today. So would you?
Hey.
I just want to say that I truly love each of you and just send so much love from me to you. And peace and health and wellness. I just want to reemphasize, really protect your what you're consuming boundaries, how much of that and when, and really doing the things that nourish you, right? And take care of it. And together as a tribe, we get through this together, right? These interesting times, we're getting through it together. And so continue to do the things that help take care of you. And yeah, that's my wrap up thought. And Andy, I'd love to hear yours.
Amen to that. I would just bring us back to the place where we started, which is, just like Tiffany said, control is just an illusion. To think that we know what's going to happen tomorrow or even today is just an illusion. So be present, be in the now, and be in gratitude for what is. And that is it's the only space that we can truly create from. So focusing on, what's going to happen with the stock market, what's going to happen with the next president, like what's going to happen with this, that, it's all just that none of that is real. We're just making up future scenarios. And so just getting back to the now of how amazing is it that my heart is beating. What a miracle is it that these lungs are bringing in air and processing air? How miraculous is it that I have hundreds of natural solutions from all over the world at my fingertips that are perfectly supporting my daily walk? And every moment is a choice. Am I going to choose in to that vibration of gratitude and just being present? And that's an the invitation that we leave you with today. Let's be present. Let's love our communities. Let's love our families, our tribes, and let's be the light. So who's on Team Light? Right here.
Let's go. Hands in, everybody.
Awesome. Thanks for being with us today, Tiff.
All right. Love you all so much.
Okay. Have a good week. We'll see you next Wednesday.